I noticed that you were always the one that suddenly decided that you really weren't hungry anyhow.
No, you lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am.
These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very, very cheap.
No work! Hang on!
Simply by doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself.
We don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are. Until I come out publicly against your product, and you'll see how much you sell.
My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever, ever hope to repay.
Your friend had an accident. He's dead. He got bullied and he hopes to take care of me. Dave, see for yourself.
But you know the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the whole bill paid in full for just one kiss.
Please, Miss Crawford, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want.
Mom, I loved you.
It's a sword. Cuts both ways.
Mom, I loved you.
You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair.
Mom, I loved you.
What the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, Mama.
Walk her up. Who are you talking to? Who's in there with you?
Oh, I think that's all I got for you.
Yeah.
I love you, Mama
dear.
I love you,
Tina,
darling.
Bravo.
Yeah. Oh, that is that.
Thank you, Rosie.
Okay.
You were a nice contributor on that, too.
Thank you, Mixmaster.
Here's our little Mother's Day tribute.
You give me a couple more. If I had a couple more tries, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, it was pretty damn close for doing it on the fly.
Hard to go wrong.
That was a live remix right there.
You got the great ingredients.
That's great. The best was when she started talking about food. I forgot the roast beef scene. You'll eat it rare. Meat loses its vitamins
when it's overcooked.
I had my vitamins pills.
Don't push on it. Oh, I love it. That's what makes it good. It's on the fly. I
and
think.
Mom. And Mom. And I had a guy, this guy Super Shane that I worked for, would give me this record and say, seriously, boy,
right.
You play this once an hour.
And don't talk and don't play drop.
And like no goofing around.
Right. No messing around with it. When it's just ripe for that.
Right.
It really is.
And Mom.
You saved the last piece of pie.
That's the line that always gets
it. You lost again.
Okay.
Oh,
happy Mother's Day, everybody. Remember,
the most fun I've had since Thanksgiving.
There won't be any bits like that on Father's Day.
No,
because there's no IOU to Dad. Jimmy Dean didn't do a song for his pappy. No.
There's a Dad song though that's a similar song, and it's written by that old country guy, the country guitar player.
Chet Atkins.
Yep, I think it's Chet Atkins that recorded a Dad song, and it's
Corey Chavis.
It's a similar song to that IOU, and it's a Dad song. But, you know, they don't make movies like Daddy Dearest, do they? I mean, Daddy movies, Daddy's being bad all over the movies.
Yeah. What about Daddy?
Oh, Daddy is dead.
Yep, that's right, Rosie.
Part of the problem.
There was the movie Stepfather.
Stepfather, that's right.
All right, happy Mother's Day, everybody.
All right.
Can you imagine what Robert Mailman's mother must be thinking now?
Oh, incredible.
She must be very proud of him.
Yes, of
course. He's down here today wearing his Richard Simmons / Harlem Globetrotters outfit.
Not to mention all the baby's mamas around there.
He has on, Robert Mailman has on, Buzz, I know we kid you about wearing clothes that are too small for you. But he's got on today the, like the Charles Atlas top.
Yeah, he's got, it looks like it's a onesie. It's a onesie with shorts and a tank top built in. It's a, you know what it looks like? It looks like a cotton wrestler's uniform.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like, and it's disturbing.
And he's handsome in it.
Oh, God.
He's goddamn handsome in it. We'll take his picture. We'll get it up on the website. And whatever, I don't know what it is that he wants. But he's here, so we're going to bring him in. Oh, he's going to Japan. That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You forgot about a boy named Sue. How do you do?
A boy named Sue. Okay.
So many countries.
You lost again.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Can I get on the air?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you missed your opportunity.
Sorry, they were just taking calls. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to tell them there are daddy movies. They're called pornos.
Okay. Well, I'll tell them that you said that.
Thanks so much for the message.
All right.
Okay.
Bye then.
Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, the Great Santini. That was a good...
The Great Santini.
The Great, you know what? That would be the best movie for...
No.
Yes, it is, Rosie.
It is, Rosie.
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that is that.
The Great Santini. That is the best bad father movie ever.
That's where we'll end. Good call. Good call by him.
Great Santini.
We will be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Honey, what do you say we christen these new sheets, huh?
Why, Lois Griffin, you naughty girl.
That's me.
You dirty hustler. You filthy, stinky prostitute.
Okay, I get it.
You foul, venereal, disease-carrying, street-walking whore.
All right, that's enough.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode contains some animated nudity and sexual dialogue. Parental discretion is advised.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. You have been this good to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. They got swamped yesterday, everybody looking at the pictures of the great balls of fire. Let's say hi, Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
We give away a trip a day in the month of May, a vacation every day to Las Vegas. We'll do it later. Independence Air now flies to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Fly I and get your Happy Bag game tag. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it time?
Yeah, I was just wondering if we... Actually, all I'm doing is just stalling.
Yeah, I know you
bring
are.
Bring him in. We could have had a big discussion about Independence Air. They've not complained. They're the official airline of the show. And we've only said their name 8,000 times since they've given us the trips to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they want us to mention their happy bag.
Well,
that,
of course.
That was the bone of contention. They said, oh, the exposure is great, but where's the talk about the happy bags?
If you had happy bags, you'd be proud, too.
Ed... Here now.
Speaking of, in his onesie.
Speaking of wearing wearing his wonderful... Now, Robert, what the hell is this you've got on?
This is my pimp on vacation outfit.
Where did you buy a gross of these? Because you had a purple one.
Well, no, I
gross.
Have the two.
You have the two? Man, where do you like get something like
Can
that?
Can we get a camera in here to get a picture of Robert?
Oh, there you go.
Catalog here, like international mail gear.
Why is it off your shoulder with your breast hanging
Happy
up there?
Happy birthday, Mr.
Get it over there, Bethany, and get a shot of his entire physique.
Thank you.
There you go. Check out it.
Mike,
he's posing. You know, I was thinking it's baseball season.
Thank you.
Have you broken in your mitt yet?
Yeah, okay. John, you should. Yeah, take a picture with your hand on it.
Oh, the leather fedora.
Hold on, Robert wants Ben, and I agree. On, take a picture with your hand on Robert's mitt.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Archie Lee.
The whole thing.
Did she get it in the back? She kissed one.
She kissed one of your mitts.
She kissed one of your breasts? I find that hard to admit.
Don't hate, congratulate. Okay?
don't hate, congratulations.
Don't hate the player.
That's
hate
right.
The game.
You're now, right, Robert.
Robert Mailman is wearing a leather fedora.
Yeah.
Kind of a shaft thing you got going on. He's
on
also,
vacation, baby.
He's also got the bling bling, and he's
right.
got his bodysuit on, and you are headed to Japan, right?
Nagoya, Japan.
Well, why are you going there?
It's called disposable income, bitch.
But why there, Robert? Why Japan?
Airfare. I told you guys last time I got a round-trip ticket for $460.
Wow.
On a real airline, American Airlines.
Oh, good.
I know
good.
It's not independent.
Uh-huh. Independence.
Whatever.
Right.
But Americans Airlines.
The American Airlines.
Taking my black asses to Nagoya, Japan.
And how long will you be spending in the wonderful country?
Oh, I will spend the most honorable week in Japan.
Hey,
oh,
week.
Oh, wait. Now, are you gonna be doing your Japanese dialogue
yes.
there?
What are you doing? So, what do you got there? What's this
selection? This is my most honorable translator from Shopper Image.
Oh, exciting.
$20 for a crappy translator.
Let's see if it works.
Okay, I got, let's see, what word would I have? Bitch. Okay.
Hold on, Joe?
I got the American version and the Japanese version.
Okay. Robert, I want you to know something. Joe just handed me what I consider to be a rather racist statement.
What did he say?
And
I'm let him read it.
Yeah, let me read it.
No, I'll let Joe read it to you.
Yeah.
Read it to me, Joe.
Robert, with your shirt off, you remind me of old National Geographic.
Coming from a guy who's actually older than me,
mm-hmm.
that makes about maybe one-tenth what I make.
Yeah, that's
true. So he still got that little race. He's still white. That's
yeah,
the joke. That's all he has going for him. Because basically he's a white loser.
He comes walking in the back of the room and just like hands me his note like Joe's thought.
Yeah,
it's not a racist statement. It's a realistic statement.
And I wonder why they never show white tees on the National Geographic. Like, you know, at... Morocco or something, they always show black women with their pointed tees hanging at the ground, you know, pointing north. It wasn't racist back then, no, not back in the 50s and 60s.
Now listen.
You were in high school.
Hold on, get out of here, Joe.
Yeah, bye, Joe.
I'm sorry that you
bye,
made me
bitch.
Remember that, because I would have mentioned
stupid
something.
Website. I asked him for a shirt, he's like, buy one. Why would I buy that crap?
See, now normally he takes a longer time to get upset. He's upset.
He's
Joe is
idiot.
Upset.
He comes in here and he's
speaking
why
of,
National Jewelry? Why can't he just
Robert,
like a fat black sister on a
right.
rap video?
Now, Robert,
yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Robert, this comment is not racist, but I have to bring it up because he mentioned about National Geographic and you mentioned about nipples. Did anybody see the video of that gorilla?
Why has it got to be a gorilla reference? That's not racist.
Hold up. Will you shut up for a second? Let me get to the point.
Okay. Shut up. Go ahead.
There is a gorilla on television. Today, yesterday, gave birth, and they're showing the video of the mom feeding, feeding the youngster.
Wow.
And the mom gorilla has got nipples that could be in a porno movie for guys
really?
That are into that. And on TV...